It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, December 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's a new charitable giving startup built by students at the University of North Carolina. It launched during finals week, and it's designed to help us give a little something extra to families in need while we do our own last-minute holiday shopping. The company's called CommuniGift, and it's partnered with online retailer Amazon. Taylor Sharp is a co-founder of CommuniGift.com.
So what we've done is we've partnered with nonprofits who already support these families during the holiday season. And what they do is they upload the wish lists of their families so donors can go on and see directly the items that these families are hoping to get this Christmas season, and they can check out on our website.
Will this carry over past the holiday season?
Yes, so we're looking past the holiday season. We want to create this relationship between donors and families that makes giving easy and enjoyable throughout the year.
And give me a sense of how this works. Say I'm someone who wants to do this and I'm not in need, but I would like to contribute to somebody in need.
So you can go on to the adopt side and you can scroll through the families, read through the descriptions and decide which gifts you want to purchase. You can add them to your cart and then check out on the site.
Do you feel like technology can really change the way we give?
Yeah, I think certainly being able to go onto your computer can learn so much about the families that you're actually helping. You can directly choose the gifts you want to send, and you can do it from the convenience of your couch and getting in and out after the checking out in 5 minutes.
Taylor Sharp is a co-founder of CommuniGift, which allows users to adopt and sponsor disadvantaged families while also purchasing gifts for their own family and friends. Taylor, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's pretty cold for scuba diving in the Great Lakes right now, but after some painstaking identification over the last several months, Great Lakes shipwreck hunter David Trotter recently announced the discovery of the Keystone State. It's a steamer that sunk in Lake Huron 152 years ago. Because hunters have had to cover thousands of miles of surface area, Trotter says certain technologies are key in the search.
We use side-scan sonar. That's a torpedo-like fish device that we play out several hundred feet behind the boat, and it flies through the water column, and you send out sound pulses from it. The sound pulses come back, and it comes up through the cable, and you study the interpretation on a screen as to what you're seeing.
In his 30 years of shipwreck hunting, David Trotter has also added self-propulsion systems for divers and GPS to his toolkit. But one of the biggest boons to his business these days, cheaper, sturdier digital cameras.
When we shoot video or we shoot stills, you get much greater material to look at and study. You're able to study that video and learn much more than if you had to simply depend on the diver's recounting of what he or she thought. There.
David Trotter of Undersea Research Associates. Marketplace Tech is listener supported. To keep our coverage relevant and compelling, please consider making a tax-deductible gift in any amount to Marketplace today. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. We keep asking you for your questions on technology for our Techsplainer segment. Well, this week's comes from Justin Bailey on Twitter. How do I make my password secure? He tweets. Well, there are lots of options. You can use a password management system that stores all your passwords for you. A lot of people these days are using two-step identification, where you enter your password, but also a special code that gets sent to your phone. We know it's tougher for computers to crack passwords that are more than 12 characters. But what else? This seems like a Techsplainer for our friend Chester Wisneski at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Hey, Chester.
Hi, Ben.
Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, I have a password that I do different iterations of the password, and my password is the word cowboy, which may or may not feature some capital letters in it, and one of my old addresses, 57. What do you think? How am I doing, and how can I make it better?
I think the first thing you need to do if you're not going to use a program to help you manage them, which I do recommend having, you know, unique passwords everywhere, and that's kind of the only way to do it these days.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to memorize the important ones, the problem with what you're doing, you know, the adding a capital letter here, or tacking on a number there is, even if it's not predictable, let's say like the former address that you mentioned,
right?
It's really easy for a computer to iterate through those guesses very, very quickly.
How do I change my password to make it more secure?
Well, you know, I like to use a song or a poem or something that you've memorized that's really important to you. Most people have song lyrics stuck in their head from their favorite songs when they were growing up, or maybe it's even something current. And you can take that and turn it into a really good password you won't forget. And since it's the holiday season, I was going to use the example of the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens.
2 turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree, right?
And a password in a pear tree.
You know, that's a pretty darn long, complicated, easy to remember password, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You start taking just the numbers and the letters and jumbling them together, right? Because that gives me 4CB3FH2TD1PIAPT.
And that should be my password. And how long should that be my password for? At least until the new year or what?
I would say check the batteries in your smoke detector, change your passwords, check the coolant in the car, whatever. You know, it's that type of thing.
And
right?
Promise yourself you'll go to the gym more often.
Absolutely. Fortunately, security, like exercise and other things, is not just a thing to remember to do once a year. It's something you must do all the time.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos helping us with this week's TechSplainer. Chester, thank you very much, man.
Thanks, Ben.
We always want more of your questions of any kind about technology. Contact us at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.